Okay, thank you very much. My name is Emily Terrell. I am the hearing examiner pro tem for Kitsap County. Today is the 14th of May, 2026. It's 9 a.m., and we are having a hybrid meeting that is partially at the county offices and partially online. We are here for the matter of the daily shoreline substantial development permit and shoreline variance. It is a request to build a single-family home and ADU on a fully encumbered lot of about 0.57 acres. That means that it has critical areas of many types and the buffers are overlapping, and without a variance, you cannot build at all. The order of operations today is I will bring in the exhibits and then we'll swear in witnesses. Anyone who wishes to speak will need to be sworn in today. You do not speak, need to speak if you do not wish to, but of course you may. The applicant has the last word because they have the burden of proof. So let me begin with entering exhibits 1 through 23 on section 8 of the April 20th, 2026 staff report. Are there any additional exhibits or objections to these objections to these exhibits being entered into the record? Got it. No? Okay, seeing none in that case, the staff gets to speak first, then the applicant, then any members of the public may ask questions, and then we could do a back and forth until everyone is satisfied that their questions have been answered, or that their comments have been entered into the record. Again, the applicant gets the last word. My first question is, did we get any public or agency comments on this? I didn't see any in the record.
We did get one from DNR, and that is included in the record as well as our
Okay.
staff response.
So I just missed it.
Department of
Don't
Ecology
give me.
data.
All right, perfect. Thank you. All right, who from the staff would like to speak today? And please tell me who you are. Tell me how to spell your name if it's not immediately obvious, and then I'll swear you in.
My name is Keith Hoffner. I'm a planner with Kitsap County. It's Keith. Last name is HAF as in Frank, and is a Nancy ER.
Yeah, see, my AI would probably not pick that up properly. Mr. Hoffner, do you swear and affirm that your testimony is the truth today?
I do.
Okay, what should we know?
There's the title page showing that this is the presentation for the daily SVR and SSDP and the date of today's hearing.
Give it a second, it's not.
So the applicant requests an approval of a shoreline substantial development permit, an SSDP, and a shoreline variance, SVAR, to construct a 1,201 square foot footprint single family residence with an attached ADU within the 200 square foot shoreline or 200 foot shoreline jurisdiction, yet outside the 85 foot standard shoreline buffer. Really went fast. Sorry. The applicants, Paul and Kathy Daly, completed the SSDP and SVAR applications on the dates listed above. The permits were deemed complete at varied times due to the time of each submittal. The SEPA comment period previously occurred concurrently with a revised notice of application dated December 4th, 2005, which included both permits for this project. And the SEPA appeal period expired January 4th, 2026. No appeals were filed, therefore, the SEPA determination is final. This 0.57 acre parcel located in the Southworth area of Port Orchard is rectangular in shape and orients north to south. The Puget Sound is on the north and Southeast Southworth Drive, a county maintained road and State Highway 160, bisects the parcel on the north side, and all the development is proposed south of the roadway that provides direct access. Zoning for this parcel in Port Orchard is rural residential with a density of one dwelling unit per 5 acres. This is considered a historical lot with reduced setbacks. The parcel is in the shoreline designation of shoreline residential. The vacant parcel includes shoreline to the north, a county-maintained road, then slopes upward to the south with an upland vegetated with native trees and underbrush. This is from 2012 aerial imaging. The site includes also a Category 2 and Category 4 wetland with a fish-bearing stream and areas of erosion and seismic hazards. The applicant is proposing a single-family residence and with an attached ADU on the north center of the parcel. Proposal includes four garage parking spaces with a notice to title to use the garage for parking, in addition to a reduced parking apron to minimize impacts. Public comments were received from the Department of Ecology requesting changes to the septic transport line, which is off-site, requests to increase compensation ratio for impacts to the wetland buffers, questions about the size of the footprint and attached ADU, and confirmation on type and number of wetlands on the site. We did do a site visit, by the way, in conjunction with Department of Ecology. The department reviewed comments and applicant adjusted the footprint, made changes to the septic transport line, and updated the wetland report submitted. And the department conditioned the project to address these comments as well. Shoreline designation of shoreline residential and buffer intrusion requires a shoreline variance and a shoreline substantial development permit. We use the following code sections in our review. The proposal meets these code sections, and each one is reviewed in the staff report. The following comprehensive plan goals and policies are most relevant to this application. These goals and policies are met since the proposed development meets the rural residential goals and environmental impacts are mitigated on site. To conclude, the Department of Community Development recommends approval for both permits, the SVAR and the SSDP, as conditioned. I'm open for any questions and thank you.
Thank you very much. That was very clear and succinct. I do have one question. The site plan slide, maybe two, three ago, said it's a two-story. I read, I think, in the staff report that it's going to be three stories, in either case, under the height limit. But
It is under the height limit. Yes, it is.
yes. Do you know, is it two or three? I mean, it doesn't really matter if it's under the height limit anyway.
It does meet the height limit, and it also is back behind the view from the other
Right.
adjoining properties. So I do know it meets the height limit.
I was just looking at the staff report under physical characteristics, section
We're
four.
going to look it up
Okay.
to verify.
It is not unusual for a site plan and other data to shift around a little bit. And this is just a procedural question. I do a lot of ADUs for y'all, but this one is. Is this one not considered a separate ADU simply because it's part of the overall building permit?
Correct. Under 22600105 in the shoreline residential designation, they are permitted outright, so we don't need a special conditional use permit. Also, with the rural residential also allows an attached ADU without the additional conditional use permit, so that's why that's under
Okay.
17420020.
Thank you. Every place I work is a little bit different, and I do a lot of
Yes.
ADUs these days.
Detached would be different, but attached we allow.
Okay, that's why I understand
Correct.
that. See, I've got one in my basement that my kids vacated way too fast for how much it cost me to put together. Okay, those were the only questions that I had. This is one of those situations where the federal and state law regarding what can be built, and you have to allow someone the reasonable use of their property. So, I don't have any staff questions, and I am ready to move on to applicant if the applicant would like to speak. Thank you very much, sir. And you don't
The
have to, but any member of the applicant or applicant's teams can certainly have an opportunity to speak. And since we have four attendees, and I don't recognize everyone here, I'm not sure if we have members of the public.
The applicant is online and a member of their team. So if you'd like to provide comment, you don't need to. You can just click on the raise hand feature and they can pull you over. Awesome. It looks like one of them is here. So I'm just going to click allow to talk.
Okay, and this is Mr. Fall.
Hello.
Hello, and are you a member of the are you the applicant or a member of the applicant's team? I'm going to assume team.
I am, let's see, I forget if I'm the applicant or if Joanne is the applicant as the biologist. I did author the site plan, so sorry, I
Okay.
called it a two-story house as opposed to a three-story. It's two stories over a garage, essentially, for the purpose of getting, achieving the tightest footprint we possibly could,
Okay.
and to meet
So
the
it's three
original plan.
stories tall when in viewing it, but two stories of living space above
Correct.
garages.
Exactly.
I've got it.
And the center core is an entry stairway core that goes up to the living spaces.
Okay. I should have sworn you in, but it doesn't seem like that's
Yeah, no, it's definitely three stories by
right.
building code definition.
Which is why we're looking at height.
Right.
Because there are specific height requirements both in the zoning code and in the shoreline codes.
Right.
Okay. Before we go forward, if you'd like to say anything else, I probably should swear you in. But if you're if that was your whole contribution, we can move on.
Yeah, no, there's not much else I need to necessarily say.
Okay, excellent. In that
All
case,
right.
we have a couple more, including the property owner and Joanne from Ecological Land Services. Which one would you like to speak first?
I believe Joanne raised her hand first, so I'll pull her over and then, oh, it
Okay.
looks like she just unraised her hand, so I'll allow Paul Daly to talk. There we go.
Okay. And Mr. Daly is currently muted.
Mute.
Okay,
There.
Mr. Daly, do you swear or affirm that your testimony today is the truth?
You. I
Okay, sir.
don't.
What do I need to know, sir?
How come my picture doesn't show?
I don't know the answer to that.
I just want to say thank you. This was a heck of an ordeal. This has taken us 4 years, and I'm appreciative that we have finally gotten there. I am a psychologist, and I have spent 41 years in practice in Port Angeles taking care of other people, and I'm looking forward to taking care of my wife on this property, which is beautiful. And I want to say thank you to all, especially the biologists and architect, as well as the county, because I understand that we have to protect the environment, and I'm wanting to protect the environment. So I think we all melded together well, and I'm glad we're here.
That is my favorite kind of comment, sir. I am sorry if the bureaucratic process, which is designed to grind slowly, provided you with any PTSD. And also, these are difficult lots. There's almost no easily developable land left in the Puget Sound area that is within the urban growth area. It is all these difficult properties. Unfortunately, I think that's why federal and state law, well, case law that has then been encoded allows you to develop on these properties even when there are significant environmental challenges. And it looks like you've done a very good job of being careful to protect what you could while still having home.
I
So,
knew it would be. I didn't quite know it would be this big of an ordeal, but
I know.
I knew it was going to be. I knew from the beginning that this was going to require effort.
Then it's worth it in the end, I hope.
Yes, it's a very nice property.
Great. It looks beautiful. Do you have anything else that you would like to say?
No.
Are there any members of the public here? It doesn't look like it.
There's just one. I believe the applicant's biologist also wishes to speak. Joanne raised her hand again, so I'll just pull her over real quick.
Okay, Ms. Bartlett, you're certainly welcome to do so. Do you swear and affirm that your testimony today is the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay. What would you like to say, ma'am?
I would like to say that I appreciate Keith's really hard work on this. It's been a long process through various hands at the county, and I really appreciate it. And we agree with the conditions in the staff report.
Good.
I'd like to answer the question about the ADU. I think the a reasonable use exception in the variance process specifies a 1,200 square foot footprint for the home, and we were able to fit the ADU into that 1,200 square foot footprint that's required. And we were very responsive to the changes that were required, and I think we did a good job And I am proud of what we've accomplished. Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Kitsap County.
1,200 square feet is, in fact, very small. The Pierce County
Yes.
developers are losing their minds over a 1,400 square foot requirement in the middle housing, and trying to get that code amended. So, a good job if you were able to find a way to make good usable space in more than one unit in that amount of space while still meeting all of these requirements. That's impressive. All right, I have nothing else to say. Does anyone else, for the good of the order, wish to speak? There's no rule that we have to take a long time to do these
All
things.
right, we have a member of the public in the audience who would also wish to speak as
Okay,
well.
and then Mr. Daly, because you are the applicant, you will get the last word.
Hi,
Hello,
my
sir.
name is Dale Layton.
How do you spell your last name, sir?
Leighton.
Well, just like it sounds. Do you swear or affirm, sir, that your testimony today is the truth?
Truth, I swear.
Good. What would you like us to know, or what would you like to ask about?
I'm saying and coming here to verbally welcome Paul and his wife for this property. And I have 5 acres on Marjorie Lane, and it's got a 4,000 square foot house, and it's a farmhouse, and the view is beautiful. And I saw the sign and the power being installed on the street, and it was exciting because it has to be quite a extreme thing to, excuse the word extreme, to get this thing accomplished for Paul and his wife to get it to happen. And ownership is to me valued. Any ownership for to get something accomplished. And our street, Marjorie Lane, was named after the people I bought my house from. I'm the third owner. And Marjorie was the wife of the farm people that built the house. And I went through a process to see if I could name that stream and the one on the other side of our street. So I went through Olympia to see if we can name it Extreme One. And the one on the other side of the street, Extreme Two. So it never happened because there's no fish like Curly Creek Banner, Curly Creek Bridge. And it's just exciting because my canyon at my point is 100 feet deep. And it goes on up the hill past the 20 acres. And I got the best piece. So welcome, Paul and Kathy, is it Kathy, to the new property. That's all I have to say.
This would be the friendliest, funniest neighborhood ever. That's awesome. I'd love to see
Exciting.
your license plate.
Thank you.
thank you, sir. Mr. Daly, you get the last word unless there's another member of the public here who would also like to speak.
No other members of the public, so I'll pull Paul over.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I knew everybody who would be here except Mr. Layton, and when he walked up, it scared the bejesus out of me, but instead he welcomed us. Thank you, thank you. That makes me a little choked up. And 1,200 square feet. Thank you for the extra 1 square foot we had to keep in there, and 1,201 square feet. So anyway, thank you all.
Excellent. This is a great hearing. Anything else? It sounds like we're there. Okay. In that case, I will close the hearing. I have 10 business days, which is 14 real days, to render a decision. I see zero red flags on this one. I am not allowed to rule from the bench, but I can say that there's nothing here that concerns me. So thank you, everyone. You all look extremely dapper today. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, hearing examiner.
Thank you.